All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of To The Rink Podcast. We're coming to the end of the season, end of season three, end of the season for everybody for hockey. Only a little bit left, but before we get there, number 89, Puffy. What's number 89? Who's number 89?
Well, my number 89 is Alex McGillney. Now, he's most famous for playing for the Buffalo Sabres, but he also played for the Leafs, among others. And now he wore the number 89 in recognition of the year he defected from Russia to North America, as well as the Sabres selected him with the 89th pick of the 1988 NHL draft. So it's a pretty meaningful number, I think, for Alex. And it's crazy to remember that guys used to have to defect from countries to come play in the NHL. Like the cover of night, they'd sneak out, they'd have KGB following them, and they would come over to North America because they wanted to live their dream of being an NHL player.
Yeah, that is great. I mean, I feel like we're heading back there a little bit.
Maybe, probably.
You know, like, I don't know. But it seems like it's different now because, like, we have lots of Russian players. I know they're, like, banned from playing in the Four Nations, in the Olympics, I think in the World Cup of Hockey, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I read, like, three countries won't join if Russia's allowed back in. Is that right?
I haven't read that. I am pro-Russian players being allowed to play. Just because I just think it's kind of ridiculous that some countries are allowed to play when they do things that others aren't allowed to play when they do. But and
Alex Ovechkin's a player's fault, really.
Yeah, Alex Ovechkin's just a hell of a hockey player that deserves the right to play in these major tournaments and represent his country the way everyone else does. So I'm hoping it gets sorted out soon that the Russians are back because they're certainly missed on the ice. Anyone who's come across Russians in the NHL, they all say they're some of the best guys that they play with. And I would love to see them back in the international competition.
Yeah. So, well, that's excellent points, Puffy. Excellent points.
Thank you.
I haven't even really thought about it beyond, I think, once those things get started, like the Olympics and stuff. And I agree. It's like, okay, we know Russia's there, but we're just going to pretend that they can't play because their government is doing something. We should let them play, I guess, if we're letting any other country play, you know?
Yeah.
Seems a little.
And we certainly miss
that, you know, I'm very pro Ukraine, you know? Yes, so I mean, it's like, it's one of those things that you say with a tongue in cheek, I guess, a little bit, but.
Yeah, I'm not pro countries and invading countries, but I'm also pro even playing field when such some countries do that
yes,
they're allowed to play or host things.
Well, stepping into playing, we had a busy week this past week, Puff.
Yes.
So we've got lots going on in the playoffs. I guess we're coming to the end, the final round of playoffs here. So I'll go first. You know, so Ozzy hasn't played, as you know. We're just waiting for the Founders Cup. So we're waiting for
the Founders Cup. Oh, nice. You guys joined the Founders.
Yeah, we're waiting. I thought games would be this weekend, but they're not. I guess they start next weekend. So we'll have the Founders Cup coming up. So Ozzy will have a few games. So he has practice tonight. So we're getting back into it after a couple weeks off, it feels like now. So we all have a practice tonight and then Founders Cup's games coming up. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, I know nothing about the Founders Cup. I don't know where it's going to be played. I don't know where the games are. I don't even know why it's called the Founders Cup. I can't find a lot online about the Founders Cup. Even dates are a mystery right now. So anyway, we're part of that.
The only thing I know about the Founders Cup is that it is teams that made the playoffs that lost in the first round.
Yes, I did know that. Sorry, I did know that.
That's one thing I know.
And I'd never even heard of it prior to that. I always thought it was just Clancy and playoffs. So the Founders Cup was new for me this year. I actually had never even heard of it. But that makes sense because we want more hockey. Because if there's one thing at the end of the season that you're looking for, Puff, what is it?
More hockey.
And if you lose in the Founders Cup, there's a secondary Founders Cup for those that went out in the first round of the Founders Cup get to play in the secondary Founders Cup.
That's called spring hockey.
Yeah, that's spring hockey, which I don't think Ozzy's doing. And we got ball hockey. We're going to jump right into ball hockey.
Is Clive going to do spring hockey? Because I would say from our experience, spring hockey is more of a 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old thing.
You're correct, because that's what we're doing. We're doing some spring hockey. We're doing a beast spring hockey
thing
with Cliver. I'm not too sure how it works. I think the kids all go to like a tryout, and then they're sort of put on different teams based on sort of, I guess, maybe skill level or where they think they are. And so maybe there's an A team, a B team, and I guess they play other teams. I don't know how it works, to be honest with you. So he'll start that for sure, because I did see the in my calendar that he has a couple tournaments in May, April, May, I think.
Yes.
And then Ozzy's also joined the Thundercats, which is like a team that has been put together throughout the years with a bunch of his old players from Ted Reeve and the EastEnders and a bunch of the kids that all know each other get together. They do this one weekend tournament. I think at Canland Scarborough, it's like, and they just put a team together and they're called the Thundercats. They've done it both three or four times. So he's in that too.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun. Yeah.
That'll be great. So you have a lot of hockey still to come.
I still got lots of hockey, which I'm totally fine. I was saying to my brother-in-law yesterday, I'm like, I love it. And he's like, you've changed, man. You've changed. I'm like, I know. I just want more. All I want is more hockey. I don't want it to end. And then on the other side of that, we have Clive, who's in the round robin. So as I mentioned, they won the preliminary round robin, mm-hmm. and they're now into the regular round robin.
First round robin.
We haven't had a great start. I think the scoreboards don't talk about how good the games are, though. Like, they're very close. You know, we're losing by one. We're losing in the last minute, or we're tying in the last minute. They're tying to us. You know, out of the four games we had, we had three losses and a tie. But arguably, we were winning almost every one of those games. So it's a little disappointing for sure. But we had a huge win over the EastEnders this past week.
Yes, you did.
Which I was unable to attend. So maybe I'm a bad luck charm. I don't know. We'll see. But I watched it on Live Barn and was texting, and they had a nice win 3-2 over the EastEnders, who are a heat seeking missile of a team. You know,
they're a very good team.
Yeah. They were first or second place all year, I want to say. So that's been a big one. We have another game tonight against the Scarborough Ice Raiders, who are also very good. There's a couple kids on that are very good. So we're playing tonight around 6:40, I think, at Vic Village. So if we win that, and then we play on Friday against North York, that will get us 5 points. If other teams don't do well and tie
other things, that would get you 7 points.
7 points. Sorry, that would give us 7 points, right, because we're at 3 points now.
Yeah.
We may have a chance to get to the top four, but it's a real, like, we have to win. Those guys have to tie up and lose, you know?
GCAT, I did do some crunching of the numbers.
I'm not surprised. Tell me what it is.
It's not 100. I didn't 100%, but I do think if you win the last two, you have a pretty good shot of getting in.
Yeah, so
They're winnable games.
They've all been tight. Like, you know, I think at this age, you know, anything can happen. There's one clear team. Forest Hill seems to just be running away with a lot of things. But other than that, it's been good. So the team's been practicing. They've had a couple, they got together a few times over the March break, just a few of the kids here and there and all that kind of stuff. But I got to tell you a story from the last game. So I wasn't there, but, we have a parent on our group, a guy named Mikey G, one of the greatest hockey dads for sure. Great hockey dad, Mikey G. And it was his birthday. And so Clive didn't know this, but one of the moms said to Clive during the day, because he was out on a play date with him, he's like, hey, it's Mikey G's birthday. You got to score a goal tonight against the EastEnders for Mikey G's birthday.
Yeah.
And Clive goes, okay, he's going to do it. So he tapes up his stick. He gets a new tape on his stick, and he writes on the tape, which is, I've never seen this before. He wrote on the white tape, M-B-Day. So Mike's birthday, he wrote on his like thing.
On his own?
On his own. He did that. He just wrote M-B-Day. So M-B-Day. And within 10 seconds of the game, 10 seconds, he goes down and scores. And anyway, So he dedicated that goal to Mikey G. And then at the end, when they all like cheered on the goalie and stuff, he cheered on the goalie, and then he skated over to Mikey G and held his stick up in honor of G's birthday. So big win for the East End, or for the Ted Reeve over the EastEnders, and a big win for Cliver with his birthday gift to Mikey G with a big celebration at the end. It was hilarious. It was, I got a video clip of it from Live Bar, and it's awesome.
Now, has Clive ever dedicated a goal to his parents?
Never. 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 No. He's dedicated
none for
it.
Mom?
No. He's dedicated it to roadblocks or to like V-Bucks if he can get some, or a hockey stick from McDonald's. But he's made those bets, but never.
But never Mikey little, G, he Mikey gets, G the, gets the full treatment.
Full treatment. Writing on the stick and everything. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
But, you know, couldn't have happened for a better guy. Mikey G. Great, great, great man. So
I might have to show up at one of Clive's spring tournaments and mention my birthdays that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yours is coming up, right? May, isn't yours in May?
May 6th. Yeah. Early May
6th. Yeah. Good. 38 again? 38?
38. Yeah. 38.
Beautiful puffy.
Teenage dad. That was me.
You look great. You look great.
Yeah.
Teenage dad. That's funny. What else is going on before we jump over to your stuff? Yeah. So we're running it. We're hoping to win the next two, and that's it. But this week I also went to one of your games, which I think we should talk about, because there's a big conversation here. So why don't you give us an update there?
Well, unlike you or your house, our house has gone quiet with the hockey now. The Tie Cats, for the first time in 5 years, won't be in the East Final. We were knocked out by the North York Knights in game six. They beat us 5-1 in game six. We had a 5-1 point lead in the series, and they came back and won the last three games. So a tough way for the season to end. That's the GTHL playoffs, where you can be looking at 3 weeks more games, or it can be all over in a flash. So unfortunately for us, the season ended quickly in the end, but an amazing season. And it was pretty emotional, I think. I wasn't there, so I had to work, unfortunately. But I heard it was pretty emotional for the boys. And it was Tanya's last game coaching, so a little emotional for her. And some of the parents, it's the end of an era for our group, which has been an incredible ride. 10 years Tanya's been doing it since back in the Bulldogs days, where she started when they were U7, and three of the boys went the whole way with her. I think six went the whole way with the Tie Cats.
What? Three boys went the 10 years, eh?
Yeah, three boys. Oh. Well, Barrett and then two other kids went from U7.
Wow.
Bulldogs. And so we've had a great ride with those families. And, when you're in it, you know it's going fast, and you know it's special. And then it's... it's 10 years gone, and it's like, wow, that went by fast. Everyone tells you it goes by fast, but it really does. I'm going to miss the Tie Cats. It's obviously they're my favorite team, it's been a great ride. You were at that last game, though. I heard it was a lot of well attended and a little disappointing for us, but great, great for North York. Good on them. They are off the East Final. They're going to play the Young Bruins, and it should be a good one. I'll certainly be watching.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it goes unsaid how great of a team you guys had, the Tie Cats. Everyone knows the AA U16 Tie Cats, led by Coach Whitty, Coach Tanya. Awesome culture, awesome set of boys, winning, great experience. You guys went to Florida. You guys went to make a bunch of silver sticks. You went to
Halifax this year.
Halifax, right. You've done lots of stuff. You guys go to the county every year. You know, you guys have really built something special with that team. So I was quite honored to be at the game on Friday. I was hoping, like you, it wasn't going to be the last one, but I was there for it. It was well attended. Not the greatest arena, again.
Oriole's like, not the best.
Oriole, my God. Like, why are we playing at Oriole? Anyway, you guys were down. I didn't realize 5 of your players were out for injury, if I'm not mistaken. And so you had some injured players. He had some call-ups, you know, for that last game. And yeah, in a small rink like that. But I felt honored. Tanya did call me from the bench when she walked over there. She saw me and she gave me a call to have a little chat. And but yeah, it was well attended. Lots of signs, saw lots of parents. In fact, the North York, I think, is biting your style by putting up a lot of signs, because they put up a lot of signs. That's not in, you know, Aussies League or a club. Like, we don't see signs, you know. So that's, well, it's always been a thing I've seen from your team.
Yeah.
And this time, the other team made them too, it looked like.
Which I think is great. I mean, you know, I think that we've taken some heat, some other families, I don't think, have loved the fact that we've been all out like that some of the years, but I think it's great. I think North York Knights kids, I'm sure, love the fact that their parents. It was funny because I think the first game they had a couple little signs up, and then it gradually got
snowball
more
effect,
as the series went on.
Well, you know, the greatest sign of you know, flattery is, like, you know is copying, right? So, you know,
yes, yeah, but also all good. And I want to shout out our call-ups from the 2011 Ticats, Jordan and Dion. This is the 2 years in a row we've suffered a ton of injuries right at the end of the season, and both years those boys have stepped up and played great for us, and we definitely appreciate it. And great experience, I think, for them to get to play with some of the older boys and play that level of hockey, and they did great. So, just a fluke to have it 2 years in a row that – the bones started breaking at the end of the season, but that's hockey too.
That's it. But it doesn't mean it's the end. You guys are going to have more hockey. Just the Ticat era is over. Coach Tanya is taking a seat back, though. The invitation is out for personal coaching for Clive at any time.
Oh, nice.
She'll open that. Open invitation. We are going to sell, like, futures on Clive. So if you get in early, you know, we can,
that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting for Tanya to now have to watch games with me.
Well, you just said, like, two episodes ago, it's, you know, it's not very good to watch it with you because you're a little over anxious about it all.
Yeah.
She was calm. I have to give you, Tanya, a ton of credit, like, on that game, you know, knowing that it was, like, a big game. You know, could be the final game. It was 5-5. It was intense. The other coach was yelling, you know, yelled at her at one point, actually.
Yeah.
She is cool, calm.
Super classy.
super calm, classic. It was great. It was nice to see that kind of stoicness. But, you know, ultimately, you know, that all those families, all the boys should be very lucky. You know, they've been lucky to have someone like Tanya leading that team. And so shout out to Tanya. You know, she should be very proud of all the accomplishments, including GTHL Coach of the Year.
Yep, she won
in that era.
She won that, and team won Gatorade year last year. And
so lots to be proud of. We're definitely proud of her. I'm very proud of Tanya and the team and the boys. So congrats.
And also shout outs to all the other coaches, you know, Carl and Colin,
Coach Carl,
and managers, Daryl and Jason, and Martel, our social media coordinator. Like, it really does take
a village,
And, you know, people all do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that don't get noticed. And, you know, that's how great programs are run.
Yes, definitely. So Ticats. All right. So, and next year, it's the Ticats are still going to be there. You guys are just moving on to some other teams, right? That's the
plan. Yes.
The Ticats will still be there. We'll still be involved. We'll still be rooting for them. They still can be your favorite team. You can still wear the swag.
I will still be wearing the swag at Scarborough Gardens Arena Wednesday nights, Wednesday nights.
Yeah, and that's hopefully actually your work. Actually, it's like a lot of these rinks are actually pretty close to your work.
Yeah, it's not too far at all.
Yeah, I actually have to go right by your work tonight up to Commander for practice.
Oh, nice.
No, sure. Nothing says a beautiful Sunday night. And then Clive's game's at Vic Village. And then I'm going actually to a concert tonight after all that. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Big night for GK.
Yeah. Just a last-minute whim. Text this morning. Do you want to go? Yes.
Yeah. Who would you see him?
The Hives.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
You've heard of them. You know, they sing that song Tick, 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 Boom. And anyway, Swedish rock, punk rock, Swedish punk rock.
You're up for anything.
Definitely. Definitely. I went and saw the Hieroglyphics on Wednesday night, which is like a rap show, like Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Souls of Mischief down at the Opera House. Tonight is the Hives. Yeah, I'll always go. You know, some guys like to play men's hockey, men's league. I go to concerts.
Yeah, well, I can't say that's me this year.
Aren't you didn't play much this year? Don't you?
I played zero games this year. I was in the league, but I didn't play.
What? Why?
Injured. Well, Tuesday nights. It's always been tough for me once we switched to Tuesday nights because I work every Tuesday night. And then injuries and such.
You were injured?
And then Austin. Yes, I was.
I don't remember Austin.
And Austin also plays Tuesday nights, so it made it.
The ice dogs. Sure. Yeah, the ice dogs got in the way of that 11 o'clock start at Ted Reed.
It's not 11 o'clock. 9 and 10.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Okay. So what else did we have to talk about? Well, I think that is, you know, most of the updates on our two sides of hockey. And so where are we in the playoffs? We're 20 minutes in. Where are we at in the playoffs, Puff? Where are the standings right now? And what are the next
steps with the teams? Lots of stuff going on. As always, we'll start U16 AAA playoffs, and we are already in the final. The top seed JRC facing the second seed Vaughn Kings. Vaughn Kings won the opening two games of the best of five, only to see JRC win games 3 and 4 to force a title decider, which will take place Sunday. That's today afternoon at Scotia Pond, and I plan to be in attendance for this one. Friday night, the final 10 teams who were named who hadn't qualified for the season-ending U16 AAA OHL Cup. I watched the selection show on YouTube. Nice little production where the OHL Director of Hockey Development, Daryl Woodley, and Peter Curtis, the general manager of the Greater Toronto Hockey League, revealed that Upper Canada College and the Don Mills Flyers were the two teams chosen by the OHL Cup Selection Committee to gain direct entry into this year's showcase. An additional 8 teams were identified as Selection Committee choices to compete in wildcard play-in games in the morning of March 30th. The 4 wildcard matchups are the Mississauga Senators versus Ajax Pickering Raiders. BioSteel will face the Hill Academy. Upper Canada Cyclones will face Ottawa Valley Titans. And Central Ontario Wolves will face the Barrie Colts. Wildcard entries have reigned supreme 4 different times in the history of the OHL Cup Showcase, with past examples last year's JRC, the 2022 Mississauga Senators, the 2017 Reps Hockey Club, and the 2010 Mississauga Rebels. All the action will start taking place March 30th to April 4th. It's going to be all week long at Scotia Pond, and then the final will be at Mattamy. So, GCAT, I know Ozzy's gone in the past. Are you planning on going to any of these games?
Yeah, I'll go with you. If you just tell me, I'm always in. Yeah. It all depends on what I'm around most nights now that hockey's like simmered down. I got a little bit of travel for work coming up in April, but not too much, but I'm definitely in. I'll go if you're going. When's the OHL Cup final? Do we know?
The final's on the Saturday, I believe.
Saturday, April what? Yeah.
April 3rd or 4th, April 4th.
Oh yeah. I should be around then. So that's all coming up real quick. That's like boom. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be all week. I went to some games last year. It was great. The Don Mills 09 Flyers were in the final and lost to.
So would Barrett have an opportunity maybe to even play?
Potentially. We don't know yet.
You don't know. Yet, yeah. That could happen. That could happen.
Yeah, so it's a possibility. So that would be exciting for him if it did work.
And then, that's great. Cool. And then the one thing you said is BioSteel. What is that team? I know.
BioSteel Academy.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. 100. I know they had a documentary series about them because it's been on my TV a few times. But I think they're just kind of one of these like prep school team kind of teams. Like the Hill and you, I don't know if it's actually a school. I actually don't know too much about it, but they
very insightful.
My assumption is that it's BioSteel's put its name on this team, and they.
How do you if you wanted to try out for AAA though, like, and you didn't make a AAA team, you try out for the BioSteel team? Like, how does that work? Like,
I think it's like the other AAA teams where like people want to play in this BioSteel team. They're trying to put together.
Yeah, but it's another
team. Good enough that they, Yeah, it's another team. Yeah.
So like, it's not in BTHL though.
No, they're not. I don't think they're in any league. They probably just traveled around playing tournaments and such.
So they just like you can get on that team. So that's another option. You get on that team, and you're on Team BioSteel, and you play in tournaments. You don't really have a regular season.
Yeah.
Every weekend you're in a tournament.
Yeah, I think that's how they played their schedule. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. So is that another option for, so have we just expanded the AAA opportunities? Is this like more incremental teams for people to go into AAA?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's what the schedule they play is a AAA schedule. So yeah, they'd be a different team to play for. Cool. I think
and you is can this see the privatization more of the AAA division. Is this what we're watching here?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be, I think there's always been talk for the years that GTHL was going to lose control of the AAA, like the elite AAA kind of development stream. It still is the best. The best teams, for the most part, are in the G. Kids are still coming to play for GTHL teams, but I think there's starting to become like prep school options, like UCC's program's really doing well. The Hills improved a great deal in the last few years, and then you have stuff like BioSteel. I'm sure there'll be others. So
we should make it to the right team.
To the right team, started like U7 and just build it up.
Just build it up. Just find like Italian soccer kids. You know what I mean? Just find them when they're young. Pay them.
Yes.
With sponsorships.
We'll just do the docuseries that shows we'll do a behind docuseries. The scenes.
We'll do everything. Coffee mugs, you name it. We're in on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have the elite of the elite.
Yeah, there'll be no scandals involved in that program. No.
Zero. Zero. Everything above board.
Above board.
All right. But what else?
No money laundering scheme.
None.
Okay. So
why is our head office in Grand Cayman?
Just ship your money here.
Yeah.
Sticking with AAA, U15 2011 age group. Group is final is set. The top ranked team in Ontario, the Vaughan Kings, finished off their sweep of the fifth seed Nats, outscoring them 16-5 over three games. The other semi was incredible back and forth series that saw the third seed JRC upset the second seed Toronto Marlboros 3-2, with the final game going to a shootout. JRC's second shooter scored and the Marlboros couldn't answer, and JRC head off to the finals. In game one of the finals saw the top seed Vaughan Kings take game one 6-3, with game two scheduled for Monday night at Scotia Pond. U14 AAA, huge upset as the number one seed Toronto Marlboros were knocked out by the fifth seed JRC 3-1. JRC completed the massive upset with a 2-1 win over the Marlboros Friday night at Herb Carnegie. The other semi saw the third seed Toronto Titans stay alive with a 6-2 win over the second seed North York Rangers on Saturday morning to even their best of five series at 2 games apiece. Game five will be played Monday night at Scotia Pond. Toronto Marlboros are having a tough playoffs with their top teams getting upset. U13 AAA second round was a round robin. Big surprise, the second seed Vaughan Kings lost all three of their games to finish out of the four semifinalist spots. Last out of the four semifinalists. This was good for the top seed Toronto Marlboros and third seed JRC. A lot of JRC doing well in these playoffs. The Marlboros are going to be tough to beat in the final as they took game one by a 6-1 score Friday night. In U12 AAA, still in the first round robin, the 11th place Markham Majors surprised everyone making it out of the preliminary round, but reality has hit them as they are winless so far in the first round robin. It's going to be a tight race to make it to the final four in this division because the fifth seed Young Nats are off to a great start, winning three of their first four games this round robin and are well positioned to leave one of the Marlboros, Vaughan Kings, JRC, or DMF on the outside looking in. U11 AAA is looking chalk right now with the top four, JRC, DMF, Marlboros, and Nats well positioned to make it to the semis. While U10 DMF has gone undefeated in its first three games and is positioned to sneak into the second round of the playoffs with two wins in their next four. Now to AA, U16 West Division, the top-ranked Vaughan Rangers managed to survive an overtime shorthanded goal they needed to beat the fourth seed Mississauga Rattlers 2-1. Props to the Rats for pushing this series to the limit. The Rangers will face the second-ranked team in Ontario, the Mississauga Beast, in the West Final. And U15 in the East saw one upset with the third-seed Markham Islanders, knocking out the second-seed Forest Hill Force in five very tightly contested games. Barrett and I caught some of this series, very physical and fast from both teams. Markham will be a tough matchup for the top seed Ted Reeve Thunder in the East Final. At West, U15 AA, the top seed Humber Valley Sharks faced a do-or-die game against the fourth seed Vaughan Rangers, and the Sharks managed to come through with a 5-3 win Friday night at Vaughan Sports Village. The second seed Greater Toronto Capital swept the sixth seed in the other series semi to earn their final spot against the Sharks. U14 AA saw the number one seed Scarborough Young Bruins continue its dominance, advancing to the East Final in four games over North Toronto. North Toronto does deserve some credit with every game close, including two ties. The Bruins will face their bitter rivals, Ted Reeve Thunder, in the East Final. Some bad blood between these two teams, with players switching from the Bruins to the Thunder in the offseason. A lot of bragging rights are on the line with this series. It starts Sunday at Scarborough Gardens. U13 AA in the East, North Toronto pulled off the upset, beating the East Ender Ticats 4-2 at Larry Grossman to earn a spot in the East Final, where they will face the top seed Leaside Flames, who went 3-0 in the second round robin.
That's good. You never really hear a Leaside being at the top, do you?
No, they...
Leaside doesn't really... You know, they always seem to not be at the top, is the best way I can say it.
They used to have a bit of a juggernaut club about them, but in recent years, they've sort of fallen off a little bit.
You would think so. I mean, you know, I guess my very straight line assumption around that is, you know, it's a nice neighborhood. It's a wealthy neighborhood. You know, hockey's expensive. There's lots of opportunity to do extra coaching and all that kind of stuff, which it comes with, you know, and you would think generally that's a little bit of an advantage, you know, for an area like that. But yeah, you just don't necessarily, you know, you don't really see them at the top of many divisions.
No, we were Leaside Arena is technically closer to us than East York. Same.
It's beautiful and a beautiful arena. I love that arena. Best pro shop bar none.
Yes, I think the arena is great. I've just never heard great things about the organization. It always seems like it's a lot of, you always hear it's a lot, very political with teams, how they're picked. And I can only assume that's sort of been some of the problems behind the scenes. But plus, right now, I think it's even better known for girls hockey. It's pretty
good. Yeah, they have a good, really good girls hockey for sure. Yeah, I was there this weekend. I was there yesterday getting skate sharpened, and it was like the tournament on for the girls, and it was packed. And it was, they had lots of good executions. Now, I was a member of Leaside for a couple of years with Clive. It was fine. Like, we didn't really find it an issue or anything. You know, it's just we have Ted Reeve in the blood, so we had to leave.
Yes.
But we had great teammates, great families. We're still friends with a bunch of them. I will say though, when they picked the teams though, it was done by a third party. So
yes.
It was like, it wasn't a coach going this and this. It was a third party going, okay, you kids are the blue team. You kids are the red team. You kids are the white team. And however they tiered them, I don't know how it worked or whatever. But they had a third party where that wasn't the case when, you know, Ozzy was younger or Max was younger with the Bulldogs, the EastEnders side of things.
And I only, from what I've heard, I obviously have never been part of that organization. The third party was done out of necessity. There had been issues.
Makes sense. Forced a third party
to come in to make things above board.
Yeah. Well, I kind of liked it because it was just like, all right, well, it's a very neutral opinion, I guess, about who's, you know, they watched like three practices, I think, and then they made the decision.
Yeah. You guys finished ahead of Leaside in U10 AA, right?
Yeah, Leaside was not a very they had strong players. They're actually a really good team. They weren't connecting the dots this year, I guess. I'm not too sure. But yeah, they didn't have a great season.
Yeah.
I think they'll have a better season next year, you know, for sure.
Nice.
They've got a great coach and some really good players, like I said. So
nice.
Just one of those ones, you know.
Okay, so where were we? Okay. You out west, U13 AA, second round robin series, sees all four teams with a record of 1-1, and it will settle on Sunday with the Beast playing the Terriers and the North Stars playing the Panthers. The winners will meet in the West Final. Now, U10 and U12 AA East and West are still in the first round robin. We talked a little bit earlier about Clive's group, so things are still much in the air. We'll get back to that in the next week or so. On to single A and in the East, U16, the top two seeds booked their spot in the East Final. Top seed Scarborough Ice Raiders won three straight over West Hill, and the second seed Forest Hill was pushed to five games before securing the final everyone has been expecting all year. Out West, the top seed West Mall Lightning were upset in four games by fourth seed Humber Valley, 6-2. The Sharks proved it with no fluke, tying game one of the West Final against the second seed Toronto Eagles. Game two goes Monday night. U15 saw a big upset in the East as top seed West Hill lost to the fourth seed Markham Islanders in five games. Markham continued their fine play in game one of the East Final, tying the second seed Leaside Flames 2-2. But Leaside showed they're the team to beat, winning game two 6-0 on Saturday. The winner of the Islanders-Flames series will face the West top team, the Toronto Avalanche, in the city final, who managed to sweep the Toronto Eagles in three straight games. So that's crazy. The Avalanche is already in the city final.
They have a good organization. I feel like opposite, the Avalanche are always seem to be at the top of every time I hear
them.
They're at the top at Aussie's level. They're at the top at Clive's level, I think, in the West.
I don't know where they get their kids from, because I don't know really what that path to the Toronto Avalanche, but they're only single A.
They're only single A? Okay. Then maybe wrong. They're number one in Aussie's division for sure.
They sort of similar to Vic Village. That single A, like, they are really strong. Like, but when they've tried, I don't know if the Avalanche have tried double A, but it's tough sometimes for those organizations to have success at that level as well. EastEnders actually did a really good job of transitioning from being a mostly a single A organization to having strong double A teams. But Vic Village and I think Toronto Avalanche have just sort of, I think double A sort of, single A sort of been their sweet
spot. That's their lane. Yeah.
For success. U14 in the East saw six seed Avenue Road Ducks pull off their second straight series upset. Win, beating the second seed Ted Reed Thunder in four games. They are in tough to make it three straight as they are facing the top seed Leaside Flames, who took game one of the East Final. The West sees the second seed Vaughan Rangers up 4-2 on the top seed Humber Valley Sharks. The Rangers can close their series and win the West with a win Sunday afternoon at Sports Village. And U13 single A saw a pair of surprises in the first round of the East playoffs. The Vic Village Mustangs, who finished in eighth place and the final playoff spot, and the sixth place Avenue Ducks joined first place Leaside Flames and second place Ted Reeve in the second round of the playoffs. So it does seem like Leaside's single A programs are doing very well. They seem to be winning a lot there. So, now, like double A, the U10, the U12, single A still very much up in the air. So we'll get back
to lots that. Of games to keep going. Lots of games.
Yeah. But that's good.
Yeah.
But seasons are winding down for a lot of
teams. Seasons are winding down. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know, but not for me. I got another couple game weeks. I can't wait. And tournaments and stuff. So I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to watch some games. You said you're going today. You're heading to Scotiabank today, if I heard you correctly.
Yeah, I'm gonna head and watch the U16 AAA final is going on.
What time is that at?
Pond. I think like 1:55 at the Pond, and then right after it's the U18 AAA final.
Oh, okay.
And both of them are title deciders. And
that's going to be a barn burner
overtime.
If rink one at Scotia Pond, I wonder if Ozzy wants to go.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, maybe we'll go.
Yeah, it should be fun.
All right. Well, that's a wrap. I do want to shout out Chris Taniff. He was the one that you were saying played East End hockey, right?
Yeah, he played. He went to East York, and he played. I think he played for the Ticats.
Yeah.
He played at East York.
Clive was doing a workout thing with a bunch of teammates down at one academy on Friday, and who was in there with his son? Chris Tanev, and all the Ted Reeve boys got the picture with him, and he was very nice. Signed autographs for all of them, did selfie pictures with all of them.
That's great.
And his little kid was working out with the boys, so it was really nice to see him. So shout out to a true East End Maple Leaf, my new favorite Maple Leaf, Chris Tanev.
Oh yeah, he's as a local boy as we have for these parts.
He lives, I guess, in the East End still.
Oh, he does, eh? That's great. Yeah. I didn't know where he lived.
Well, he was working out at the gym in the East, and you know,
love it.
He was on crutches though.
He had surgery.
Did he?
Not too long ago, but he's supposed to be ready to roll for training camp. So that's great.
Good. All right. So Puff, this brings us to the end. We probably got maybe one more episode in for the end of the year.
One more
to make sure we talk about who wins and everything. So this is it. We're going to get to episode 90.
Yes.
Episode 90 will be our final one for season 3. It'll come in the next few weeks. But Puff, as we do, you've got two songs left to leave an impact for the whole summer for these people. I hope you're choosing wisely. Puffy, what is your song of the week? Second last episode, song of the week. Is it something new? Is it something old? Everybody wants to know. Everyone's writing into me saying, what's Puffy's song of the week? And I'm like, you gotta wait. People are going crazy for your song of the week. So we want to know what it is.
Well, this one's not really much to do about hockey, but it's just a song that I found this week that I really enjoyed. It's a band called Kingfisher, Irish band. But it's a hurling song, basically. They wrote it for their local hurling team. The song's called Killaw. It's just a great Irish tune. It has some elements of the sporting for the hurling team, the local hurling
What's
team.
What's hurling? Sorry to interrupt.
So hurling is a great Irish sport. It combines sort of, it feels like it combines a lot of games. Like you have like a hurling stick that you have to like sort of tap the ball as you run. It has some elements of hockey to it. It has some elements of rugby to it. It's probably one of the most violent games you could play. It's a sport of kings in Ireland. Hasn't captured the world's imagination, but in Ireland, it's huge.
Okay. So there you go. Kingfisher, the hurling song.
Hurling song.
Is that what he called it?
Killaw.
All right. Out of Ireland. There you go. Second last song for Puff. So everyone's going to enjoy that this summer. That song. That's a big one.
It'll be on the boat in Wellington for sure.
There you go. I can't wait to get down there. And as you know, I've got two songs left. I've decided to self-regulate and make sure I pick songs that are Canadiana this year. CanCon, if you will. CanCon. Mm-hmm. Do you know what CanCon is? Why we call it CanCon?
We call it Canadian content.
Right, because there's a rule in Canada that I think it's 60%, 70% of what you play or produce or record or write up here has to be Canadian. So it's created this very large Canadian music scene and artist scene and movies and all those kinds of things. And that's why, because we support it. I don't know if everyone knows that, but we do that intentionally, which is nice. Otherwise, it would be like every other industry and just run out just like everything else. But we get to keep it. So I've decided to keep Canadiana. I'm picking a great song. I'm picking a band. They're called the Gandharvas. I don't know if you know who they are. London, Ontario, 90s to 2000s. They're not together anymore, I don't believe. They had two big albums. The first one was the Gandharvas. You might know them. They had the song First Day of Spring, which everyone seems to know, which is very good because it is the first day of spring yesterday.
Yeah.
And your song's on point too because it was just St. Patrick's Day. So boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the correlation.
Yes, and that's why.
But that's the song I'm picking. I'm picking their song. They had a second album, wasn't as successful, but they have this song called Downtime. And it is just a banger, just a great, like, poppy rock. Get everybody rocking, get everyone singing, get everyone dancing. And I want to bring it back. I want it to be more popular than it is. These guys deserve some credit. The Gandharvas out of London, Ontario. Downtime is the song. And they're great. Great Canadian band that sort of had a moment and then, you know, are nowhere to be seen these days. I have no idea what happened to the Gandharvas, but anyway. So there
I was living in London in the 90s. I definitely should have
You should have known them. They like, you know, it was like Chip and Pepper era, Gandarvas, you know.
I was too busy getting drunk at the Knack.
Awesome. All right. Well, with that, Puff, it is Sunday. It is time for another week to wrap up here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We appreciate another great season. We got one more episode coming, and we look forward to everyone finishing off their hockey season. So best of luck to all the teams remaining. And a huge shout out to Coach Tanya and for a great run again. And also, Stoff, thanks again for doing all the work you do on this podcast. Puff, anything else you have for anyone?
No, just good luck to all the teams. And they're coming down their final season. So hopefully everyone has a good, safe, healthy finish to their season.
That's it. All right, everybody. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you soon. Take care.